Closing arguments are expected today in the disciplinary trial of Baltimore Police Officer Brian Rice. Lieutenant Rice was the commanding officer during the incident that led to the death of Freddie Gray in April of 2015. WYPR's Dominique Maria Benessi has been following the proceedings. She's on the line now. Dominique, yesterday the defense called three witnesses, two of whom we heard from during the disciplinary trial for Officer Cesar Goodson earlier this month. What did we learn from the defense witnesses yesterday that was new?
The first two defense witnesses were members of the Baltimore Police Department, Sergeant Derek Leffler and Lieutenant Robert Quick. Both were involved in writing and distributing policies that required officers to seatbelt prisoners in the back of police vans. Now, if we remember, a lot of the case revolved around Freddie Gray not being seatbelted in the back of the van where he suffered the spinal injuries that led to his death in April of 2015. Leffler said that policy went into effect just days before Gray's arrest, and that because of internal administrative failure, the change wasn't distributed efficiently and in a timely manner to all officers, including commanding officers, and that would also include the officers in the Freddie Gray case. So Michael Davey, Rice's lawyer, asked whether the police gave the shift commander discretion to seatbelt, and Quick responded yes. Davey wanted to show that Rice was using his discretion in not seatbelting Gray. The last witness yesterday was a new face, Captain Gregory Russell, a 30-year military police officer and an expert in collision reconstruction. He said it was reasonable for Rice to place Freddie Gray on the floor of the police van at stop two. Remember, the van made six stops between the time Gray was arrested and the time it arrived at the Western District Station. Russell said the floor would be the safest place to be in the wagon if someone is without a seatbelt.
Before he put on his witnesses, defense lawyer Davey moved for a verdict of acquittal, which I understand caused some confusion yesterday. Can you tell us a bit more about that?
Well, you know, the defense motion for acquittal is pretty much standard procedure when the prosecution finishes its case in criminal trials. But Neil Duke, the city lawyer who's prosecuting this case, said, no, you can't do that in an administrative procedure like this one. So the trial board took a recess to figure out if they could do this. And then they came back 15 minutes later and Davey just decided to drop the motion.
So what can we expect to hear today in closing arguments?
From prosecution lawyer Neil Duke, we can expect him to review the facts of the case and try to convince the board that Rice failed in his duty as a supervisor by not making sure Gray was secured in a seatbelt and by not making sure evidence and witnesses were secured after he realized Gray was hurt. Duke tried to start reviewing his witness testimony before Davey started his case, but the trial board panel decided that that ruling, it sounded more like a closing argument. On the defense side, we can expect Davey to say that Duke did not prove that Rice should be convicted on any of these charges. Also, we can expect the defense to say it really was the Baltimore Police Department's lack of training, equipment, and policy that is to blame for Rice's charges. And just to note, Davey also introduced Justice Department's investigation of BPD that led to the consent decree on the department.
We got a verdict the day after closing arguments were weighed in the Goodson trial. When can we expect a verdict in this one?
It's hard to say. We may have closing arguments taking all morning or all day, and then the panel really will make the final decision when they would like to give their verdict, which could be this afternoon or tomorrow morning.
Dominique Maria Benessi is WYPR's City Hall reporter. Thanks for joining us this morning.
Thank you, Nathan.